Hello and welcome to edition 43 of Info Shorts from InfoSound, a brief weekly bulletin of news, advice and practical information to help living with sight loss, produced on the 21st of October 2023.
And in the next 10 minutes, a talking kitchen scale, free Understanding Eye Conditions booklets, choosing handheld electronic magnifiers, the Streets for All campaign, and In Search of a Vibrating Timer.
The Partially Sighted Society and Cobalt Systems both sell a talking kitchen scale. This device, which is different to the talking kitchen scale and jug sold by RNIB, and which is now in its fifth version, has actually been designed by Cobalt. And the scale now has adjustable volume control and can weigh up to 5 kilograms or 11 pounds in 5-gram or half-ounce steps. So it can handle both imperial and metric measurements and, says Cobalt, it's accurate to within 2%. Cobalt has recorded what it sounds like in use.
0. 1 pound, 3 ounces. 540 grams. 750 grams. 1 pound, 10.5 ounces.
It has a large removable bowl and the whole unit has non-slip feet. And the bowl is 230 millimetres or 9 inches in diameter and 106 millimetres or 4.3 inches high. The scale is powered by either a mains adapter which is supplied or by one PP3 battery. The price of the scale from Cobalt with battery is £44.95 and without battery is £42.95. And you can buy a replacement bowl on its own for £6.95. And more details are available from Cobalt on 01 493 700 172. That's 01 493 700 172, or you can email sales@cobalt.co.uk.
InfoSound.
RNIB has produced a set of 10 free publications under the banner of Understanding Eye Conditions. They cover age-related macular degeneration, cataracts, dry eye, eye conditions relating to diabetes, glaucoma, nystagmus, retinal detachment, posterior vitreous detachment, inherited retinal dystrophies, and visual hallucinations. Each of these booklets can be ordered in large 16-point print, in audio and in braille, or they can be downloaded as a formatted Word document, which doesn't contain any images, as an accessible PDF document, or in MP3 audio. To ask about these Understanding Eye Conditions booklets and how to read them in the format of your choice, you can phone RNIB's National Helpline on 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999, or email them at helpline@rnib.org.uk.
InfoSound.
Handheld electronic magnifiers have come a long way in the past 20 years or so. If you haven't come across them, they're a bit like a small tablet with a camera that the user points towards whatever they want to enlarge or make clearer to see. But they can do other things as well, with some models having the ability to read aloud whatever text it's looking at, like a book or newspaper, or even maybe a tin of food in the supermarket. One of the smallest on the market is the Ruby 4.3-inch handheld video magnifier, costing from £250 upwards, depending on the model. But there are really a huge number of different electronic magnifiers out there to choose from. So, with that in mind, we asked Mark Statham from Optelec, which stocks the Ruby, amongst others, what someone who's thinking of buying one of these types of devices should be considering.
I think the key thing to first have in your mind is what you want to be able to do with the magnifier. So if it's something that maybe you want to use around the home, it may be that you could get away with having a slightly larger 6 or 7 inch screen. But if you were looking to maybe take it out and about, you might want something slightly smaller, maybe a 5 inch screen. But I think the key thing to look for are things like the fact that it has high contrast modes. particularly for people with macular degeneration, it may be that they prefer to have a black background with white text. And then obviously the ability to be able to zoom in and out so you can adjust the magnification for what you want to be able to read. And then I think the final thing that probably you need to keep in mind is, as I mentioned before, if you wanted to use it maybe when you're at home for reading letters or maybe packaging on food, it may be that it has a stand that flicks out at the back that keeps it at exactly the right distance for you to be able to read. Whereas maybe if you're out and about, you may want something that has a handle, so you'd use it more like a traditional glass magnifier. Some of the products have both features. So I think they're the key things to be looking out for.
And just picking up on one of the facilities that you mentioned, some of these have, and indeed a common way that they could be used, reading text, a newspaper or whatever. Can that text ever be changed from being a moving video image that you're looking at on the screen to text that you can read and have spoken aloud?
Absolutely. So some of the products that are out there have what would commonly be called text-to-speech. And it does exactly what you've said there. So you're almost like taking a picture of the text that you want to be able to read. And then you can either read it off the screen or, of course, you could have that read back to you. Sometimes people kind of struggle with being able to focus their eyes. You can have that read back to you and therefore it's in audio format. So in essence, you don't really necessarily need to see the screen.
Very helpful. Thanks very much indeed, Mark.
Thank you.
InfoSound.
The charity Thomas Pocklington Trust funds a number of local sight loss councils, which are regional groups led by blind and partially sighted volunteers that use their lived experiences to tackle the things that really matter to those living with sight loss. And they champion a number of different campaigns aimed at improving the lives of vision-impaired people. One of these campaigns is called Streets for All, which identifies problems that stop anyone living with sight loss from being able to travel and get around independently and safely. These hazards include street furniture, shared space schemes, e-scooters and e-bikes, pavement parking and other hazardous obstacles like rubbish bins and overgrown hedges. Sight loss councils are working with partners locally and nationally to make streets accessible so everyone can travel independently and safely with confidence and ease. And they've launched a street survey to find out the issues that matter to vision impaired people the most and to learn more about the street environment and challenges faced by blind and partially sighted people. The survey can be filled in online by going to www.sightlosscouncils.org.uk/campaigns/streetsforall. That's sightlosscouncils.org.uk/campaigns/streetsforall. If you'd like the survey in a different format or would like to fill it in over the phone, they say you can contact Thomas Pocklington Trust Sight Loss Councils on 020-896-1937. That's 020-896-1937 or email info@sightlosscouncils.org.uk.
InfoSound.
And finally, Mark from North London has been in touch with a bit of a puzzler.
I'm looking for a silent, lightweight, pocket size, vibrating alarm. I need it for work purposes so that after 6 minutes it will vibrate. I've been everywhere trying to find one, from the RNIB, the RNID, Conevans, Cobalt. No one has anything like this. Is anybody out there that could advise where I can get such a thing? Or even a watch that would vibrate silently after about 5 or 6 minutes. Obviously, I need to set it. I'm on 0207-328-7766. 0207-328-7766. Thank you.
So, can you help? If so, please do give Mark a call.
And that brings us to the end of this 43rd edition of the weekly Info Shorts Bulletin from InfoSound. So until next time, goodbye, and many thanks for listening.
InfoSound.